This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. If Iraq's militias are not disarmed, the country cannot be rebuilt. That has repeatedly been the stance of the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. It is also one of his biggest challenges. Militias loyal to Iraq's major political parties and ethnic groups are suspected in the wave of sectarian killings that's plaguing Iraq. But in some Baghdad neighborhoods, the militias are also coming to some people's rescue. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
28-year-old Azhar Hassan lives with her husband and three children in Al-Tarath, part of a volatile swath of neighborhoods on the south side of Baghdad. Her husband, a sergeant in the Iraqi National Guard, often remains at the office overnight. So she felt especially vulnerable when she received a threatening note about a month ago. The most frightening part was not the note itself, but the envelope.
I woke up one morning and found a sheep's head still covered in blood in our yard. There was a note that said, "Leave tomorrow or we will bring you the heads of your kids just like this sheep."
She says her parents told her to bring the children to their house, but she was afraid that the killers, and she has no doubt it was Sunni terrorists threatening her Shiite family, would lie in wait for her husband. So she turned to the only power she had any confidence in, the Mahdi Army, a Shiite militia loyal to the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr.
I went to see the Mahdi Army in Husayniyah. I brought them to our house and showed them the situation. They set up a checkpoint close to the house. And not only that, they take my daughter Sarah to school every day and bring her home safely. I pray for them, for protecting us. May God keep them safe. The government did nothing. They can't control the terrorists.
Ever since the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime, militias allied to Iraq's major political parties and ethnic groups have been a power on the streets, serving the interests of their political patrons. But as the anarchy in Baghdad has spread, militias have also branched out to neighborhood protection. In several parts of the city, terrified families are turning not to the police but to militias when they find their home or family in jeopardy. In the largely Sunni Mansour neighborhood in West Baghdad, a 29-year-old man who gives his name as Abu Haider Abuladim says he's a member of the Badr Brigade, the militia linked with one of the largest Shiite political parties. He says he's involved in protecting a half-dozen Shiite families in Mansour, all of whom received threatening letters demanding they move out of the neighborhood. One of the letters arrived with a percussion grenade to make sure the families got the point.
These families came to our offices. They said they had been threatened to leave the area or they would be killed, and so would their children. Our leaders decided to protect these areas.
The Badr Brigade responded with nighttime checkpoints and safe transportation for the children. They even burned trash to clear the streets of debris that could conceal a roadside bomb. These tales present a far different picture than the one normally painted of the militias, one of rampaging death squads shooting or beheading large numbers of Iraqis simply for belonging to the wrong branch of Islam. The two Shiite militiamen NPR spoke with said they had no problem with the Iraqi government. Abdulhadim, the Badr Brigade member, even said some of their weapons are licensed by the Interior Ministry, and they advised the city council before taking to the streets. He says the Americans seem to have a don't-ask-don't-tell policy about these militia-run checkpoints, as long as they don't see men brandishing their weapons.
We have nothing to do with the Americans. We stay away from them. We don't have salaries, but we hope the city council will pay for permanent night guards soon.
For nearly 3 years, U.S. and Iraqi officials have discussed integrating the militias into the Iraqi security forces. 3 years later, large bands of armed men loyal to their own sect or political party still roam the streets, and executed bodies, often gruesomely tortured, turn up by the dozens virtually every day. Most Iraqis agree that their country will never be secure as long as militiamen with divided loyalties remain armed and at large. But Alaa al-Rabaki, a 23-year-old Shiite student, says he's an unqualified backer of the Mahdi Army, ever since they took care of the Sunni men who killed his father after his father refused to abandon the family home.
We took my father's body to Najaf and buried him there. And when we got back, we heard that the Mahdi army had killed those dogs that murdered my father. And they set up a checkpoint, and a Mahdi commander came to us and said he would take care of things. And it was true. 2 days after that, we heard that 4 Sunni houses had been cleared out. As far as I'm concerned, they're heroes. I would join them tomorrow if they asked me.
Officials say this is one reason why the long delay in getting the new Iraqi government up and running has been so distressing. Every day seems to bring a new threat, and another Iraqi family comes to see sectarian militias as the only groups capable of fulfilling what should be the primary function of any government, keeping its citizens safe. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.